producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday in February. I've been telling you for the last month or so that February traditionally in the Northeast is the time of the year where we tend to get more stormy weather. The sun is getting higher in the sky. The length of the day is getting longer. And that gives the storms the energy that they need to get established. And if you live in the Northeast, you got 10 inches of snow in areas the last couple of days, and there is a possibility of Tuesday of a nor'easter coming. So those of you that were hoping for an early spring, there's a little kink right now, but let's hope that it doesn't develop. The weatherman, for the most part, don't know what's going to happen until it actually does. But they're looking at that very, very carefully. So New England, Pennsylvania, New York State, New Jersey, and a few other states are right in the midst of a possible big ocean nor'easter type storm. So we'll see what happens. It's only Sunday, and they can change their mind very, very quickly. But if you're in that area, make sure that you're ready for it. Check your snowblower and put your additives in your fuel. We've been talking a lot the last couple of weeks, and I've been getting emails from a lot of you about using a special fuel for your snowblower, your lawnmower, and things like that, to try and stay away from the fuels that have corn in it. And, I mean, for a car, it's not a problem. But for a small engine, when you add the corn fuel, and it's like 10 or 15%, it's literally eating out the guts of your chainsaw, your lawnmower, your weed whackers, and things like that. So you need to either buy a straight gasoline with no additives to it, or you can buy a can of special fuel additives that will neutralize the corn that has been added to it. And that will prevent problems. I had an email from a listener a week ago when the big storm hit the mid-Atlantic states. And they had a generator that was a year old. They used it last year twice. And he went to get it out, to start it, to test it, because he knew with the forecast giving him 30-plus inches of snow, that he would need it. And when he started it, the gas poured out of the carburetor, and he immediately turned it off so it wouldn't catch fire and blow up. And ended up buying a brand new one. Took the old one to have it repaired, and it was going to cost him $400 to have it repaired due to the ethanol, which is the corn gluten, that they've added to it. So just be aware of it. And if you do have a small engine, weed whackers, chainsaws, lawnmowers, rototillers, snow blowers, get the special fuel so that your equipment will not have any problems. And that way you'll be safe and you won't have a lot of bills at the end of the year. So just passing it on to you and keeping you ready for it. Now, I know some of you are beginning to grow some of your seedlings, things like broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, celery are all being started, and a few others. And then some of the flowers like snapdragons, they take a long, long time, so you got to get them started early. Alyssum is another annual, beautiful carpet type annual. Let's see what else starts. It needs a long time. Oh, impatience. Take a long time to get started. So when you start them, use a seedling soil. And Black Gold has a special soil for starting seeds. And I was talking to the rep who is in charge of Black Gold, and he was telling me that they basically will take their very, very best potting soil, and it's an all-organic, there's no dirt, you know, soil in it. It's a man-made soil. And they double and triple grind it. So it's really, really light. And that way, even the smallest seed, and if you've ever planted impatience, it looks like dust. Petunias, which you would be starting now, looks just like dust. So you got to have something light and something airy. So don't just buy a bag of potting soil that is mostly dirt and compost, because your medium is heavy and it doesn't dry out as quickly, which is good for an established plant, but not good for a seedling. So when you get your seeds, if you're going to be starting them inside, get some of the Black Gold seedling mix, and that will ensure, plus it's sterilized. And they're using a mixture of peat moss, which is very good. And they're, because peat moss is starting to get a little hard to find all over the world. And just to give you an example, Ireland, England, Scotland, and Wales, they all have peat moss bogs. And many of the people that live rural will go in the peat moss bogs, dig the peat. And when we were in Ireland 3 or 4 years ago, we stopped at a peat bog. And there were two men, and they had a garden spade, and they were cutting the peat about the size of a cobblestone to a brick. And they would cut them in rows, individual pieces, take them out of the wet area, set them on top of an area that they hadn't cut yet, and then we'll let it air dry for up to 2 weeks, and then they would bring it home and spread it out in their yard and give it a chance to really dry out and use it as fuel. And we had stopped at a pub, and we walked in, and we had this incredible fragrance to the fireplace that they had in the pub, and they were burning peat. And as of 2 years ago, England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales have banned all export of peat to other European countries because it grows. It's a moss, and it will grow a quarter of an inch per year. So it takes a long time if you clean out a peat bog for it to come right back. So they've been doing a lot of looking. And to replace it, they're using the shell of a coconut. And they chop it up, grind it, and it will do the exact same thing, except that you get a brand new crop every single year. So they're gradually switching from peat moss to cocoa shell. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. We'll be talking a little bit about starting seeds, and there are plants that you need to start. And I put in my first of two graphs in the newsletter this past week. And if you don't get the newsletter, it's really easy. You just go to paulparent.com, top of the page. It will say email newsletter. You click on it, put in your email address, and then hit submit. And you will receive it on Thursday. There's no charge. And what I did this week is I put in a chart, two charts, on vegetable seedlings and vegetable plants, on how long it takes to start them, either by seed indoors and then transplanting them outside, and the right spacing outside, and what you can expect for production in pounds. And then those that you can directly seed into the ground when the ground warms up and it's safe from frost, that you can plant directly in the garden. But I also put in a story about strawberries and tell you how to grow them, how to take care of them, especially if they're new plants. And I did a little bit of research, and I came across Cornell University did on the internet a list of all of the strawberries that are available early, mid-season, and late. And I built a link to it so that you can go to it and pick out the best of the strawberries, because it will tell you, for example, the size of the strawberry, when it's going to be ready, if it's a heavy producer, the overall taste rating from the university, and a lot more. And I saw one, for example, that said Northeastern, and I figured, oh, that would be perfect for me living in New England. And I started reading about it. And it said heavy producer, large fruit, mid-season. And I'm going, oh, so far this sounds good. Produces many new shoots. And then it said flavor. And it said flavored was watered down and almost a jello taste. And I went, what do you mean watered down and jello? And I read on a little bit, and it said that it almost was like they had made jello and you put it into the berry. So you didn't get that really sweet flavor of a strawberry. It was more of an artificial flavor taste. So that, I said, well, I'm glad I know that. That's not one that I want. And you continue to read, and it will tell you all of the best varieties for your particular area. Then I did another story on raspberries. Went back to Cornell University, and they, again, listed all of the best raspberries, and it's all by different parts of the country, and the red, the golden, and the black. And again, it will tell you if it's a good producer, the flavor, if you can freeze, and so on. But I also found a piece from the University of Maine, and again, we put that on the newsletter, that will explain and show you a video, about 6 minutes, on how to prune raspberries, and shows you what's new and how to get rid of the old. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday morning, and we are here to help you to prepare for the start of the new season. The groundhog is in our favor. The days are getting longer, and we'll be in the yard before you know it. The phone number here, if you need some help or you have a question, is 855-660-4261. So write that down, 855-660-4261. Give Daniel a call, and he'll get you set up, and we'll answer your questions. Okay? Daniel, who's up first?
First up today, we've got Anne Marie from Maine. She's got a question about her amaryllis, and then another question about her Christmas cactus.
Wonderful. Anne Marie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have two quick questions, and I know you've talked about this before, but I didn't write it down. So the first thing is I have a beautiful amaryllis. It's gorgeous, about six blossoms and more coming. But you have told us what to do after the blossoming process. So I do need to know about that. And the Christmas cactus, you talked about what to do after it has blossomed to provide us with perhaps another blossoming of the plant.
Right. Okay.
So go ahead.
Okay. On the amaryllis, if it's got some new buds coming, let them come and try and keep it as cool as you can. And that way you can enjoy the actual blooms that much longer.
Okay.
And as the flower stem drops the blossoms, you're going to have this thick, about an inch and a half in diameter stem that could be a little bit on the tall side. But as soon as the flowers fall or they shrivel, you need to cut the stem, because what will happen is, with the wind, people moving back and forth, you picking up the plant, bringing it to the sink and giving it some water, you probably spread some of the pollen from the flower, and if you don't remove the stem, it will make a pod that will be up to, oh, 3/4 to an inch in diameter. And in there will be seeds that, if you want to grow it, it's going to take you about 7 to 8 years from seed. So what I recommend is take a good sharp knife, be careful, and when the blooms are done, cut the stem out so that the plant doesn't use its energy to try and make these seeds that you're not going to use. And that way, the energy that the plant is making from the sun will go into the next set of flower buds, make the blossoms bigger, more colorful, and then you repeat the same process. Now, when it gets done blooming, I want you to use a liquid food like blooming and rooting. It's made by Fertiloam. It has some phosphorus in it, and the phosphorus will help the bulb to produce new flower buds for next year, because the flower bud that was in that bulb was big. It came out, it blossomed, and once you cut off the stem, you end up with a hollow bulb where that flower and the stem was located in it. So by using something like blooming and rooting, or the Neptune's Harvest fish and seaweed fertilizer, you're putting the energy back for that bulb to fill it in with buds for next year. Now, when the weather gets nice, you got a choice of two ways to keep that bulb actively growing. Number one is to take the bulb when the threat of frost is over and plant it in your flower bed or in your vegetable garden. And every time you feed your garden, feed your amaryllis, the leaves will continue to get more numerous on the plant. The bulb will get larger in diameter, making it possible for probably another stem with 3 to more flowers on it next year. If you don't have the garden space, knock it out of the pot that it's in and put it in a pot that's a couple of inches larger, and keep it on your deck with a lot of sun, and you feed it with these liquid fertilizers on a monthly basis, in, well, starting when the blooming is done. So it probably will finish at the end of February. So March, April, May, June, July, August, September. Now, in September, when you see that the kids are getting ready to go back to school, if it's potted, you're in good shape. If it's not potted, dig it out of the garden, put it in a good size pot, bring it on your deck, and let it get acclimated to the new conditions growing in that container. And when they call for a frost, bring it in. If they're going to have another week of good weather, then you're going to put it back outside. And when the weather really starts to get cold, take your amaryllis, put it in your basement, and just forget it's there. No water. And the leaves will begin to turn yellow because the chlorophyll that's in the leaves that make the energy will drain down into the bulb and be stored. And when the leaves turn yellow, and then eventually a little bit in the brown side, cut it off, leaving a 2-inch stump so that the bulb looks like a light bulb with the big fat bulb in the ground and the place that you would attach it to your fixture. And you just leave it there until next year, and you can start it in December, November, January, whenever you want. But it likes to be cool and no water, and it needs to stay dormant for at least 3 months. And then it will rebloom the following year. Now, what's going to happen the following year is going to be exciting for you, because little bulblets will begin to develop around the big bulb itself. And if you leave them attached, in 3 years, you'll have bulbs that are large enough that you can either remove them from the mother or leave them attached. And now you've got a pot with multi-foliage and multi-flowers on the same plant. So that's up to you. Now, on your Christmas cactus.
Back Christmas, to the amaryllis, Paul. Do I water this during the early process after it stopped blooming?
When you would put it into dormancy?
During when it finishes blooming, and then I cut it back, do I water it?
Yes.
During this process,
yep,
until I put it into dormancy?
Right.
Okay.
And you would feed it monthly.
Mm-hmm. Monthly?
So, because, see, amaryllis, believe it or not, everybody thinks they come from Holland. They eventually come to us from Holland. But it's a bulb that is native to South Africa. So they grow it in South Africa till it's just about ready to grow, ship it to Holland. Holland plants it out in their fields, grows it for an additional year, and then they sell it. And it's like a wildflower. And we were in Hawaii, it's many years, because my son was probably 8 or 9 years old. We had taken a group of listeners to Hawaii, and we were driving down the road, and there were miniature amaryllis growing as a wildflower all through the Hawaiian Islands. Mm-hmm. It was just beautiful. So when the flower goes by, remove the stem, allow the foliage to continue to grow, mm-hmm, to make the bulb bigger and stronger, feed it monthly,
mm-hmm,
and then in October, late September, you put it in your basement or a crawl space, and you just allow it to dry out, cut off everything once it's turned brown, and just leave it in the soil. And that way, when you want to get ready to start it up again, the roots are still there. You just add water, a little bit of fertilizer, bring it back upstairs, someplace where it's going to be warm, and then the new growth will develop, and the bulb will come into blossom again.
Okay. Very good.
Now, on the Christmas cactus is a plant that flowers with short days and cool temperatures. And my Aunt Ruth owned an apartment house with four units, two on one side, two on another, with a hall in the middle. And when her Christmas cactus finished blooming between Thanksgiving and Christmas at that time of the year, she would put it in the hall. And in the hall, it stayed around 50 degrees. And she left it in a nice sunny window. And by, I would say late February, early March, it was in full bloom again.
Okay.
And then when the flowers all fell, she put it back into her hallway. And what you can do if you don't have this particular type of growing environment, you can take your Christmas cactus, put it in the basement. And if you've got a basement window, put it right there. And you'll still get the cold from the window, the cold from the basement, but you'll be guaranteed that nobody's going to turn on the lights. And what you do is you put it in there at supper, and you bring it out in the morning.
Okay.
And during the day, it stays in a brightly lit window, and it takes about 4 to 6 weeks of this process to make all new buds and to come and flower again, so that you could actually, if it bloomed at Thanksgiving, you could have it in bloom in early February and again late March. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected, so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number again is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. And if there's anybody listening that's in the Boston area, or you have friends in the Boston area, next Sunday from 6 to 8, we will be starting a new radio station, 104.9 FM WBOQ. And we are really, really excited. And it's going to reach about 60 towns in the Boston area, from Manchester, New Hampshire, down to Boston, and then down to Quincy on the South Shore. And that's a real big area. So if you are listening and you have friends in that area, tell them to turn on to 109.5 FM, North Shore, and we'll be there for you. So we're really excited to get back into the Boston market. And the newsletter is something that I think all of you should get. And you can print it, you can keep it in your computer. There's no charge. And as I said earlier in the program, this week's edition has a chart on when to put out plants and when to start seedlings, and the spacing between plants, the spacing between rows, and what you can expect. Also, a story on strawberries, and a link to Cornell University, who has tested probably 75 different varieties. And it will help you to determine if you want a June bearer or an all-season bearer. And it will tell you which varieties are best for your area. A story on raspberries and the best varieties, again, for your area from Cornell, plus what I'm telling you what to do. But I found a video from the University of Maine, and it's about 4 or 5 minutes, and it's on the website from last week. And if you didn't get the newsletter, go to paulparent.com on my website, and you can read it there. But look at the video, and it will explain to you how to prune your raspberries and how to thin them out so that they'll be most productive, along with the best varieties from your area. Okay? The number again is 855-660-4261. We do have a caller, but we've only got a couple of minutes, so I think we're going to hold off until the beginning of the next hour so that we can spend some quality time to help you out. Another snowstorm headed for the Northeast. And if you don't have your natural ice melt, order it now. And they can ship it out on Monday morning. They send it out UPS, and you'll get it within a couple of days. And it's a great product. I use it at my house. I have four dogs, so I don't want the dogs to get any burning from rock salt. And it won't do that, so it's pet safe. It's a product that doesn't create a white film that you track into the house and get it on your floors and carpet. It won't hurt your grass, your perennials, your roses, and your shrubs and trees that may be in the area of your driveway. And it melts the snow to 12 below zero. Rock salt stops at zero. And it's totally organic. So if you'd like to order it, the number to call is 888-546-5941. Tell them you heard it in the program, Free Freight.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.